Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, February the 12th, 2008. The Israeli army invades Gaza City, leaving one Palestinian resistance fighter and an Israeli soldier injured. Whilst in the West Bank, the Israeli army seizes 17 Palestinian civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A number of Israeli army tanks from an undercover unit arrived in the eastern neighbourhood of Gaza City on Tuesday morning. Local Palestinian sources said that the Israeli troops clashed with a number of resistance fighters who were deployed in the area in defence of the civilian population. Medical sources confirmed the slight injury of two fighters during the first few hours of gunfire. The wounded were treated on the field by ambulance crews. Meanwhile, Israeli media sources reported that one Israeli soldier was wounded during the shootout. The soldier was taken to the southern Israeli hospital of Soroka. In the West Bank today, the Israeli army attacked and searched Palestinian homes in several areas, seizing at least 17 Palestinian civilians. During the morning, the Israeli army attacked money exchange shops in the cities of Nablus and Ramallah. 11 money exchange shop owners were amongst those seized. Meanwhile, Israeli police forces detained on Tuesday Hatam Abed al-Qaeda, the Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad's advisor for Jerusalem affairs. Palestinian sources reported that al-Qaeda was leaving his home located in the Shufat neighbourhood in the eastern part of Jerusalem city when Israeli police forced him into a police vehicle. The sources added that al-Qaeda was moved to an Israeli secret police interrogation centre in Nevav Yaakov, the Jewish settlement in the city of Jerusalem. The Israeli government announced on Tuesday that it approved the construction of an additional 11,100 housing units in two settlements in the city of Jerusalem. According to the government statement, 360 units will be constructed in Hahoma settlement, located between the city of Jerusalem and the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Hahoma settlement was built illegally during the early 90s on land that belongs to Palestinians from the Bethlehem area. The remaining 750 housing units will be added to Beisgat Zaev settlement to the north of Jerusalem. Israeli officials said that the new houses are mainly intended for young Jewish couples, but are also to encourage more Israelis to move within the Jerusalem city boundary in order to achieve the Greater Jerusalem Plan. This plan has been drawn up by the Israeli government and aims to leave the city of Jerusalem surrounded by the wall and the settlements, effectively disconnecting the city from the rest of the West Bank, with an estimated population of 90% Israelis and 10% Palestinians by the year 2010. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Morwenna Penkaro and Ghassan Banoura.